This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 21st of November. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The European Parliament on Monday holds its first full session since the election of Donald Trump. Expect worried speeches from MEPs. There are also expected to be anti-Trump demonstrations in Mexico on Monday to mark the public holiday Revolution Day. On Wednesday, British Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond lays the financial foundations for Britain's exit from the EU with a budget statement to Parliament. From Tuesday, defense ministers from the Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia meet to establish standard operating procedures for combating piracy in the South Sula Sea between Indonesia and the Philippines. French-speaking nations gather on Tuesday in Madagascar for the biennial meeting of the International Organization of French-speaking Countries. In France itself, the first round of primary elections for the Republican nomination for the French presidential race will be held on Sunday. Other elections next week include parliamentary elections in Kuwait, gubernatorial elections in the Nigerian state of Ondo, a constitutional referendum in Grenada, and a referendum in Switzerland on whether or not the country should stop producing nuclear energy. Wednesday is Thanksgiving Day. No, not in America, in Japan. The American holiday, as always, is on the following day on Thursday. It will be quickly followed by Black Friday, America's biggest shopping day of the year and the official start of the Christmas shopping season. And finally, for you Grinches and Scrooges, Friday has also been named World No Shopping Day after a campaign by Canadian artist Ted Day, who wants the world to focus on the problem of overconsumption. And that was next week's News Today from LookAdNews.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 21st of November. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The world continues to react to the election of Donald Trump. Next week, the European Parliament starts its first full session since Trump's shock victory. The Parliament's president, Martin Schulz, said the day after the vote that the Parliament accepted the will of the American people, but added that Trump's win was a very difficult moment, and he hoped that the new president would respect the rights of the EU. Mexico is expected to be the hardest hit by the election of Trump. 80% of Mexico's exports go through America. The peso has plummeted since the businessman's election. Monday is Revolution Day in Mexico, a public holiday to mark the beginning of the revolt to overthrow the country's dictatorship. There's a traditional parade in Mexico City, which this year will be dominated by anti-Trump protesters. British Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond delivers his first budget statement since the UK voted to leave the EU. The autumn statement on Wednesday is meant to lay the financial foundations for forthcoming negotiations and is expected to call for increased borrowing, lower corporation taxes, and spending on infrastructure. In France, the Republican Party holds the first round of its presidential primaries. If none of the candidates receives 51% of the vote, then there will be a runoff on the 27th of November between the two top contenders. Until recently, it appeared to be a two-horse race between former President Nicolas Sarkozy and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé. But in the past 10 days, another former premier, François Fillon, has moved steadily up the field to turn next Sunday's poll into a three-horse affair. There is a strong environmentalist lobby in the Alpine Republic of Switzerland. On Sunday, the Swiss hold a referendum on whether or not to stop the production of nuclear energy, prohibit the construction of new nuclear power plants, and limit the operational lives of the existing nuclear stations. There's also a constitutional referendum on the Caribbean island of Grenada, population 100,000. Proposed changes include a named opposition leader, fixed dates for elections, term limits for the prime minister, and a bill of rights. Kuwait on Sunday has parliamentary elections for the 50-seat legislature. The last election was held in 2013, and usually the parliament sits for 4 years. But Speaker of the House Marzouk Al-Ghanem called for early snap elections, citing unspecified security concerns. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.News.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.